Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Harry Brown. I live at Diamond Pond in Stewartstown, New Hampshire, with my wife Susan of 44 years. I'll be speaking for both of us tonight. I am the immediate past president of the North Country OHRV Coalition, the organization behind Ride the Wilds, 1,000 miles of OHRV trails in Coos County. And I'm the current president of the New Hampshire Off-Highway Vehicle Association. I want to make it clear, I am not representing either organization here tonight, as neither has taken a position for or against the project. I have noticed lots of rhetoric in the press, more specifically the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire's Forest campaign, Trees Not Towers, No Northern Pass, indicating that the above-ground transmission lines will have an impact on tourism and recreation, thusly affecting Coos County's economy. An example of this not being the case is in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. In 1960, the population was 1,843. In 1990, it was 6,695. And in 2013, it was 12,100. Guess what? During that same period of time, a power line was erected right to the northwest corner of Mount Warner, the ski area constructed in the late 1950s, and directly over the south residential and commercial area of the town, even directly over McDonald's, with quite obviously no adverse effect to the continued development of a resort town. By the way, it can be seen from all areas of the town and from the trails on the mountain itself. The towers are steel erector set type and are over 150 feet tall. The good news is they're so high, no trees have to be cut. In our opinion, a substantial portion of Coos County's economy relies on OHRVing, wheeled vehicle, motorized recreation, and snowmobiling, and will not be affected by the Northern Pass transmission lines. As a matter of record, where allowed, presently OHRV and snowmobile recreationists utilize many miles of trails that cross under or run under under current power lines throughout the Northeast, the rest of the United States, and the Canadian provinces. This is without any negative effect to the participants, otherwise concerning their pursuits, quite the opposite. It allows them access to trails that would not be otherwise available. The state of New Hampshire clearly recognizes that OHRVing and snowmobile is a greater than $1 billion a year industry and is especially important to Coos County. It has lit a new life for many current and new business owners, an economic stimulus when many could not see any light through the tunnel previously. We want to recognize that without landowners giving us permission to utilize their properties for our trails, there would be no Ride the Wilds, nor any snowmobiling in Coos County. Most of the large landowners own the property as an investment and are looking for an adequate return. In our opinion, landowners such as Beirut LLC have every right to allow the Northern Pass transmission line to pass through their property. A win-win for us all. A friendly investor gets a good return, and we continue to have snowmobile OHRV trail access. No threat from a change in ownership. After all, our state motto is live free or die. In addition, for your information, Northern Pass is one of those large landowners, and at this time, allows OHRVing snowmobiling on their land that affects 10 major trails, three of which are equal to I-93 or I-91 for snowmobiling. Without them being a good neighbor, this would be virtually shut down snowmobiling and OHRVing Coos County.
Mr. Brown, could you wrap it up, please? You've gone over your 3 minutes.
I will. Yes, we voted at the Stewartstown meeting on March 3rd, 2011 to oppose the 1,200 megawatt high voltage direct current, I'm using my wife's time now, direct current transmission line as presently proposed. This is important. This is in Stewartstown town meeting in March 3rd, 2011. This was almost 5 years ago, and much has changed with all the line being buried in Stewartstown except for on land that Northern Pass owns. Once again, live free or die. Susan and I are retired and living on entitlements such as Social Security. We look forward to the day when the Northern Pass transmission line passes through Stewartstown on the latest route proposed, lessly affording us all nearly 50% in property tax release. Many of my fellow citizens look forward to that day when the Northern Pass transmission line passes through Stewartstown on the latest proposed route, thusly affording us all nearly 50% in tax relief. Many of my fellow citizens in Stewartstown are economically challenged. This would be, I'm going
to
wrap it up. You've given other people more than 3 minutes, excuse me.
I don't need the help from the crowd, okay? Please wrap it up, Mr. Brown. Let's end it.
I have one paragraph left.
Please.
This would be a true economic incentive. Maybe some businesses might even fill up all their empty storefronts in the area. Just think, Northern Pass would pay huge property taxes annually without any buildings, don't need fire EMS, no bigger schools. Finally, neither Susan nor I are OHRV enthusiasts. Though through the OHR initiative, we have just wanted to help our neighbors be able to raise their standards of living. We are also concerned that in the end result, all the conservation groups that oppose Northern Pass will cash in.
It's a long paragraph, Mr. Brown. Please end.
I've got one sentence left. Will cash in like they seem to.
I don't need the help from the crowd, please. I'll take care of it.
What you are all saying is boring to me, so give me the opportunity.
Please read.
Quite the quantity, they do not always curtail OHRV. One final thought, driving through Franconia Notch, I envision what it looked like prior to 1938. No ski area, no aerial tram like Northern Pass Towers. Maybe we should consider removing the tram and have only surface lifts. Many people here will get up tonight to speak about the negative impact that this transmission line will have on New Hampshire. Most of it is not facts-based. It is emotionally-based. Thank you.
Unacceptable.
The next four speakers will be Charles Mazur from Whitefield.